You're listening to Real World News. Resisting neoliberalism.
Social organizations march outside the European Parliament to demand a change in the EU trade policy. Interview with Anna Campo-Sampiero. This will not be an ordinary Wednesday in Brussels. The impending fall in the Belgium capital will witness a mobilization of Latin American and European delegates outside the European Parliament to demand a change in the direction of the EU's trade policy. Later, representatives of organizations like the Bi-Regional Network Linking Alternatives, the Continental Social Alliance, the Andean Coordination of Indigenous Organizations, Friends of the Earth, Latin America and the Caribbean, the Transnational Institute, Ecologistas en Acción and Oxfam will appear in a hearing before the members of the European Parliament. They will present them with evidence of the consequences of the free trade policy of the bloc towards the Global South and their own peoples. The mobilization in the Round Point Schuman region of Brussels, such as a meeting of community MPs, will serve as preparation for the social summit Linking Alternatives 4, scheduled for next May in Madrid, which coincides with the kickoff of the Spanish presidency in the EU. The call for the activity read, quote, "The EU is very pleasing and tolerant with governments that implement neoliberal policies to benefit transnational corporations, no matter if they commit massive human rights abuses such as the Colombian government or even dictatorships such as the case of Honduras," end quote. Real World Radio interviewed Anna Campo-Sampiero of the Party for the Communist Refoundation of Italy, a party that is part of the bloc called European Left. The trade policy expressed as a fundamental part of the European foreign policy captured in the 2006 document on Global Europe not only affects the countries that accept association agreements in the form of free trade agreements, but they also affect the division of labor within the bloc. In fact, the delocalization of many industries inside Europe from the central to the eastern countries would imply the loss of 1 million jobs in Central Europe, he said. The left is making its way. The recent elections of the European Parliament favor the most conservative positions, and that is reflected in Italy, for instance, which has no left-wing members of the European Parliament. We finally spoke with Anna about what the intercontinental meeting Linking Alternatives 4 will mean. It will be held in May of 2010 in Madrid, in parallel to the summit of heads of state of the EU when Spain takes the presidency of the bloc. It will be a good chance to include the alternatives that social movements propose to this development model we reject. The Permanent People's Tribunal will try cases filed about the behavior of transnational corporations in Latin America and the EU's role there, she said.
You're listening to Real World News.